Jeff Guaracino, CEO of Visit Philly, says the group donated around $32,000 to help reopen the park between Christmas and the New Year. They tried to do the same for this weekend.
People had run out of time, and the dollars due to the holiday weekend, you have a Sunday, you also had a national holiday, so costs were continuing to get high.
He also blames the impending weather, but says the organization is closely monitoring the impact that the shutdown is having on the Philadelphia economy. Joyce Walker of the Independence Historical Trust says the park generates around $300 million a year in tourism dollars for the city.
We love this park. We love our park service people. We miss them, but we also miss our visitors and being able to show off Philadelphia.
She says though the numbers aren't there yet, restaurants in the area are suffering too.
You go down to Independence Mall, it is very, very quiet. It's already having an impact on businesses.
Walker says although the group failed to raise the amount to reopen for this weekend by the 24-hour deadline, they hope supporters will still offer to help if the shutdown continues into President's Day. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio.